time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local site over the weekend. Friday in girls basketball, the 28th annual Herculaneum Tournament Championship game. Top seed Farmington remains undefeated. They beat 3-seed North County to capture the Herculaneum Tournament Championship. Then on Saturday, in a whole host of games from the St. Francis County Rotary Shootout at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, Farmington boys erased a 16-point deficit and beat Scott City. And then the Mac Men beat number 7, Indian Hills. We'll have more on that tomorrow in our Mac Minute. Coming up today on the local site, boys basketball, Arcadia Valley hosts Bismarck, and St. Paul is at West County. In girls basketball, Potosi's at Bismarck, Festus hosts Central, Farmington on the road at Kennett. The Fredericktown Blackcats host the South Iron Panthers, and West County is at Jefferson. And in boys and girls wrestling today, Valley Catholic hosts Herculaneum and North County. Broadcast-wise, we are idle today, and we'll be back at it tomorrow with boys basketball from Arcadia Valley as the Tigers host the South Iron Panthers in a rematch of the AV Thanksgiving Tournament Championship with Christmas Tournament seed implications on the line. The Central Christmas Tournament seeds on Wednesday. In NHL, the St. Louis Blues picked up a big win on Friday over the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 at Enterprise Center as they will host the Nashville Predators tonight. Head coach Jim Montgomery, what did it mean for him to see the team come together in Friday's win?
It was really important. It was great to see that our leaders led and that our young players and players that have been on call up, everyone chipped in. You know, it was nice to see everybody again play hard and play for each other.
Montgomery says the team did the right things Friday.
You see guys driving middle lane, stopping at the net. When defensemen were shooting, we had bodies at the net. Defensemen were pinching pucks. Forwards were replacing them. In the D zone, the box outs were hard and heavy at our own net. Getting back, winning goal line races so we can break pucks out quickly. Those kind of things. It's just effort-based, and it's doing the job so someone else doesn't have to do it.
The Blues host the Nashville Predators tonight at Enterprise Center. Puck drop at 7. Coverage on B104.3 at 6:30. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs lost on Sunday to the Los Angeles Chargers 16-13. The Chiefs fall to 6-8, and with the loss, have their playoff hopes dashed as they are officially eliminated from playoff contention. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on the emotions of his team after the loss.
The guys are down. They busted their butt to win the game, you know, and I wouldn't expect anything less. So, you know, it's not a great feeling. I wouldn't expect it to be after losing a game. It's a tough deal there, you know, when you deal with that. But same time, we've got a few more games here we got to take care of.
Chris Jones on the biggest lesson the Chiefs learned this season.
I think we learned a lot along this year. And we understand the fact that in order to be successful, man, it's an everyday thing. It's not on 1 week put in and the next week. No, it's a consistent thing.
And for the remainder of the season, the Chiefs will be without quarterback Patrick Mahomes as he suffered a torn ACL in the loss to the Chargers. Kansas City is back in action Sunday at noon against the Tennessee Titans on the road. Coverage at 11 a.m. on KFMO. NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers beat Bethune-Cookman 82-60 on Sunday. Mizzou's Mark Mitchell says the Tigers took good strides in Sunday's win.
Coaches have challenged us the last couple days just to fix some things, get back to being disciplined, get back to our habits and things like that. I think today was, I don't know if the coach would agree, one of our best defensive games just from start to finish. Not as many lulls and just trying to keep the intensity the whole time. I think we did a pretty good job.
The Tigers will play Monday, December 22nd, their next contest, Bragging Rights at Enterprise Center against number 13, Illinois. And St. Louis University picked up a big win on Saturday over San Francisco to improve to 9-1. SLU head coach Josh Schertz says the win over San Francisco was a big one for his team.
When you play games like this and you play really good teams, when you find a way to compete together and clear an obstacle, it builds confidence. When you play really good teams and you come up short, I think it can build, you know, resilience. And I thought we built some confidence today. We added to our toolbox.
The Billikens again 9-1. They will play Wednesday against Bethune-Cookman. And NCAA football coming up December 27th. The Missouri Tigers play number 19 Virginia in the Gator Bowl. That one kicks off at 6:30. Again, that's Saturday, December 27th at Everbank Stadium in Jacksonville. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.